previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Wage talks have broken down at Transnet and a strike is now looming. The United National Transport Union, UNTU, and Transnet have officially reached a deadlock. This follows a failed conciliation process at the CCMA. UNTU represents more than half of Transnet's 46,000 employees. And according to News 24 Business, it has rejected an offer of 6% annually for the first 2 years, starting April 1st, with 5.5% in year three. The union is demanding an increase of 10% and has started balloting members to decide on a strike. Johan Rupert's investment group Remgro says that stopping illegal copper and tobacco smuggling would be a better way to boost state coffers than an increase in VAT. The comment came from Remgro CEO Yanni Durant, speaking at a Remgro Capital Markets Day for investors in Somerset West. Durant said he had stated many times he did not believe in the VAT increase. The illicit tobacco trade now makes up some 60% of the total market, about double what it was before COVID-19 gave a serious boost to the illegal trade. And turning to the global trade war, China has ordered a halt to the delivery of jets from U.S. plane maker Boeing. It has also asked Chinese airlines to halt any purchases of aircraft-related equipment and parts from U.S. companies. Bloomberg reports that the U.S. economy is set to lose billions of dollars this year as foreign tourists change plans and decide to stay at home or go elsewhere. There is also a significant boycott of American goods underway in many parts of the world, adding to the risk of recession in that country. Tourist arrivals in the U.S. were down nearly 10% in the month of March compared to the same period a year ago. On the markets, not a bad day for the JSE, where both the All Share and Top 40 were up just under 1%. London's FTSE up 1.4%. Much edgier in the U.S., though, after AI chipmaker NVIDIA announced it would take a $5.5 billion hit as a result of a U.S. ban on the export of certain chips to China. The Dow closed down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.2%, the NASDAQ ended flat. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong down 2.5%, Sydney up 0.2%. U.S. dollar at 1.13 to the euro, the rand at 19.04 to the dollar, 21.60 to the euro, 25.25 to sterling. Gold a record high at 3,277, platinum 961, Bitcoin 83,700, just over, Brent crude oil $64.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.